Oasis Audio presents A Lady of Hidden Intent by Tracy Peterson. Read for you by Amy Lilly.
Prologue, Bath, England, December 1850. Catherine, my dear, I want you to meet Mr. Carter Danby of Pennsylvania in America. Nelson Newbery raised his voice to be heard above the stringed quartet providing dancing music for his guests. "Mr. Danby, this is my daughter, Catherine Newbery." Catherine let her gaze sweep quickly over the dashing stranger before meeting his dark eyes. He wore an evening coat of some value. The cut and the materials were the finest available. His face was clean-shaven, and his dark hair groomed to a meticulous point of fashion. He was, as her friend Elizabeth might have proclaimed, fit enough for Her Majesty's court. "How do you do, Mr. Danby?" She gave a perfunctory curtsy.
"I do quite well, Miss Newbery, thank you."
He offered a bow and a charming smile that Catherine was sure had melted more than one young woman's heart. The twinkle in his eyes seemed to promise something more, maybe mischief, maybe understanding. Perhaps he could read her thoughts and knew how unimpressed she really was. Having been called a handsome young woman since she was 12, Catherine was used to men vying for her attention. He had an assured air about him, however, that suggested he was confident of his position and personage. That alone put him head and shoulders above the rest. Not that he needed help in that department, either. He was quite tall.
"Mr. Danby is studying architecture, and has come to Bath to visit some of our finer examples," her father relayed.